This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The Attorney General in the U.S. state of Minnesota says he will increase the charge against a fired Minneapolis police officer to second-degree murder in the death of a black man in police custody, and level charges against the three other fired officers in the case. That's according to a Minnesota newspaper. The death of George Floyd has led to more than a week of sometimes violent protests across the United States. As those protests continue, U.S. President Donald Trump is defending his now highly criticized stroll through Lafayette Park across from the White House Monday. Law enforcement forcefully and violently cleared protesters from in front of the White House, making way for the president to walk to an historic church across the street that had been set on fire the night before. The president and members of his team then posed for a photo in front of the church, which has fire damage in the basement. President Trump claimed in an interview with Fox News Radio Wednesday he didn't know protesters would need to be cleared out as they were. Media reports say Attorney General William Barr made the decision prior to the presidential procession. Floyd's death has sparked protests across the United States and in major cities around the world. The 46-year-old African-American man died in the Midwestern city of Minneapolis after a white police officer held him face down on the street and pressed a knee against his neck for several minutes. The Associated Press says police have arrested at least 9,300 people nationwide in these protests. If you'd like to know more on this story or any of the other stories that Voice of America News is following, please visit us at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. This is VOA News.